Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
That's why it says the word of God is what? Quick and powerful and sharper than anything else. And it'll separate the mind, the joints, the marrow, the spirit, the soul, the body, right? Only the word of God. Only, and remember, if I have God, I have the word. And if I have the word, I have God. Oh, Lord Jesus. And did the word return to heaven? Jesus? Well, then he must have accomplished everything he came for, because he said, my word can't return void. So everything Jesus came for, when he said it's finished, completed, he went back to be at the Father. The word returned, but it wasn't void. So you can now bank your life on that word. I've done it. Many of you have done it. Amen. And remember this, faith defies logic. So people will think you're crazy. People will laugh at you. When Jesus said to the people, leave the room, the child's not dead, she's sleeping, they laughed him to scorn. When you make a faith declaration in the face of everything going on, people will laugh at you and say, you're crazy, you're one of those Jesus people. Name it and claim it, freak. Yeah, they'll say that. Jesus said to do that, did he not? He said, you speak to the mountain. He didn't say, I'll speak to the mountain. He said, you speak to the mountain. Come on. It's just the same thing he said to Ezekiel. He said, you speak to those bones. He's telling you to speak to the mountain. The mountain was a dead bones in front of Ezekiel. God is the one who restores and replaces and replenishes and brings to life. But he needs his ambassadors in the earth to be ambassadors. As it is in heaven, let it be done in the earth. Correct? Well, how did he do it in heaven? Like me, boom. Amen. Now, kings make a decree that have to be carried out. He has a big statement. Any king that keeps his mouth shut is not a king. He's a slave. If you're not speaking to the mountain, I promise you, that mountain is speaking to you. And you'll get into bed and you'll lie down and think, what are we going to do tomorrow? How are we going to do this? What's going to happen? How are we going to get this? Maybe I am positive. Maybe this, maybe that. That mountain will not stop speaking to you like Goliath spoke to David. But David said, no, no, no. I'm a decreer, you see. I am a decreer. You're not coming against me. You're coming against my God and his armies. And he spoke five times more than Goliath. And he did what he was supposed to do. You see, the kingdom of heaven has been given a mandate to make declarations and decree and prophetic utterances, and it should come to pass. But the world has also got a mandate, and they can make decrees of curses against you. But God's word is way more powerful than anything the devil can ever throw your way. So when you're cursed, it's a causeless curse, and it shall not alight. Why? Because I'm a king's kid. And I just put my hand out and I say, oh, no, you don't. Amen. See, this is a different level of thinking. Amen. And so you're royalty, and as royalty, you've got to open your mouth. You've got to say something. You've got to decree it. You've got to declare it. You've got to take that ring and stamp it into that red stuff. Boom. That's the name of Jesus is your ring. Amen. And that name happens to be above every name. Wow. Praise God. Kings make decrees. Put your hand on your heart and say, I'm a king in the kingdom of God. And I decree, I declare, and I prophesy, and it comes to pass. Remember he said in Job 22, 28, and thou shalt declare a thing, and it shall be established unto you. Amen. And so, did Jesus not say in Psalm 107, verse 2, I believe, let the redeemed of the Lord, who's the redeemed, the kings of Jesus, the child born again, let the redeemed of the Lord what?
Say so.
Say what?
Say so.
Speak it out of your mouth. You've got to say something. You've got to decree something. You've got to declare the thing.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Someone said, God will meet you at the point of your decree. I don't know if you can see that. It says, now playing daily declarations. How many of you remember the old vinyls? You guys are too young in that row there. Maybe Rose is not, but the rest of you are too young. Remember the old vinyls? We use them as frisbees sometimes if we didn't like it or got a scratch. The old vinyls, well, that's an old vinyl. It would spin and just go over and over and over, especially if it had a click, 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 and repeat. Well, there's what it is now, playing daily declarations. You need to have daily declarations coming out of your mouth. I walk in divine health. My God is the King of Kings, and He's given me a mandate. Money cometh to me. In fact, that's not even a good word. Because money cometh is not now faith. Money cometh is future faith. Money's here. He's done it already. You see, there's a difference. Now, I know there's a period of we inherit the promises through faith and patience. And in due season, you will reap if you faint not. Well, when is due season? When is due season? Due season is now. How can I say that? Because when you pray, believe you receive it and you shall have it. I've got to believe I've got it when I've prayed. That's now faith. I've got it. So what do I do if I've got it? Thank you, Lord, for the money. Money cometh is future faith. Healing cometh is future faith. Blessings cometh is future faith. Faith is not future. Faith is now. Now, this might irk some of you people. Oh, Lord Jesus. I mean, seriously, let's just look at Laura. I'm jumping ahead. Go to Mark 11. Mark 11, and we're looking at 22. Jesus answering, saith unto them, have faith in God, or have the God kind of faith, or faith like God. Verse 23, for verily I say, who's saying? Who's saying it? Who is Jesus? He's God, right? And He's the Word. So He says, verily I, Jesus, the Word, God, the great I am, the Redeemer, the bread of life. Come on. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord your healer. Jehovah Tsekinu, the Lord your righteous. Come on, you can go over this forever. I, God, the great I am, I'm saying to you, you're not going to get a higher person in authority say to you. This is the ultimate authority ever, ever. I say unto you that whosoever shall say to this mountain, are there any whosoever's in this place? Well, who's a whosoever? Whosoever. All of us can fall into this category. It says, whosoever shall say unto this, oh, what I got to do? I got to say. Say something, hello. We got to say something, is that correct? This is God speaking. If you got the Bible with red, it's all in red, yeah? For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, and this mountain could be sickness, it could be financial, it could be spiritual, it could be whatever it is. Amen? We've all got different mountains. How many of you faced a mountain in the last year? And it wasn't just COVID. Amen? There was a mountain, but it wasn't the only mountain. A lot of people lost their jobs. That's a mountain. I've got four kids and I've got no job. And the stimulus only goes so far. That's a mountain. He says, yeah, Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, now there's no doubt as to what you're going to say. He tells you, be thou removed. You bind that thing. You take kingdom authority over that thing. What you bind in the earth, I've given you a mandate, I'll back you up. Right? You say to the mountain, you tell that mountain, be thou removed and get thou into the sea. That's a big mouthful that God was telling these disciples, really. You think about that. Be thou removed and be cast into the sea and shall not doubt in his heart. You got to know you're a king's kid. You got to know that this is true, that this is faith, that faith is now, that faith pleases God. Without it, you can't please him. If I can't please him, I'm not going to see the blessings of God. We know all the faith scriptures, most of us, well, many of us know. Some don't. We need to learn them about faith. He says the just shall live by faith. Faith in what? Faith in God. See, too many people put their faith in their faith. I've got great faith. No, you don't. Whatever you got is God's. He gave it to you. All the money in your bank account, it's his. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. It all belongs to God anyway. And he says in Ephesians 2, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's a gift from God. The faith, the grace, the salvation, the healing, everything is a gift free from God. Amen. Amen. So he says, yeah, whosoever says unto this mountain, be removed, be cast into the sea, and doesn't doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith, decreeth, declareth, proclaimeth, prophesieth. Those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he thinketh. He shall have whatsoever I saith. He shall have whatsoever I've got to give to him. Oh no. You're a king. You decree and you will see. Listen to what he says here three times. He tells you don't have doubt. And he tells you to believe. That's one and one. So it's really saying believe twice. But he says say it three times. Amen. You've got to prophesy it. You've got to speak it. You've got to decree it. You're a king. Open your mouth and say something. A king that does not say something is not a king. He's a slave to whatever's coming at him. Amen. Because when you're being attacked, you've got to speak. And I'll tell you what, it's better to speak before the attack. Before sick comes, claim healing. I've done it for 30 years, 40 years, claiming healing. And then I got hit with sick. Thank God I had been claiming it for so many years. Well, I wouldn't have been here. There's no doubt. There's absolutely no doubt about that. So he says, yeah, he shall have whatsoever. Death and life is in the power of whose tongue? It's in the power of our tongue. So you'll have whatsoever you say. So if you want to say, oh, I can't afford it. Hey, you decreed it. You prophesied it. You declared it. Well done. You got it. Because when you speak out of your mouth, the seed goes into the soil of your heart. Your heart doesn't know right from wrong. All it knows is the seed that's in there. I'm going to produce a harvest of that seed.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Worthing Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series, Unleash.